Yes.
I would like to ask
yes.
you about the connection of Empress Charlotte. She was the stepdaughter of Henriette and the wife of Emperor Maximilian. How these things connect to me or to this?
Yeah, her great-great-grandfather brought over Maximilian and the Charlotte. Are you still working, Ion?
We don't work, Bob. Sorry.
Sorry. You still on duty
still
or
playing?
Just hanging out? Yeah, you still playing or you just gossiping?
Well, the question then becomes, are you asking if that is?
No. She's asking
how... I just wonder because many things are connecting now. Like, for example, you mentioned Galileo before in the rewrite, and then you mentioned it again now in connection to Leonardo and Frank the First, the King of Night Vision.
Yeah, what, Galileo. Okay, slow down. You're asking the connection between Galileo and Maximilian, well, Charlotte, is that correct?
Yes. Welcome, everybody.
Well, I mean, we can go pretty far with that, but are you sure you want it like this?
Okay, take the painting, Ion, of Marguerite of Navarre in her nightgown looking in a mirror and a landscape in the back. What is she showing with that odd picture portrait for a queen?
Oh, the different shifts between paradigms or worlds. They called them paradigms because they didn't know the right word.
Now, that meant Marguerite was a multi-parallel world traveler? Is that what she's showing? She knows that world, that experience?
It's a representation of it. Do you see a representation? This is a picture of ice cream, Bob. It's not ice cream, but it's a picture of ice cream. So it reminds you what ice cream is.
Right. Okay. It's the...
Was this the method that she used to meet Galileo?
Mass
more or less. I was joining the whispering. But you're not answering the question. What the heck? She's a parallel worlder.
She wouldn't be royalty otherwise, Bob. She wouldn't be royalty without the parallel world stuff. Everybody would have been killed, and there would have been nothing, and she wouldn't have been royal. Not trying to make a big to-do about it, but that's how it all fit together.
It was part of the survival skills, the knowledge skills of the elites, of the royalty.
Well, I guess it's called indemnification. You remember the old Doctor Who where they were bringing in Torchwood, where Albert then turned and Victoria turned into the hemophiliacs and made the Torchwood Institute and Captain Jack Hartman and all that bullshit. Well, that was a representation of surviving the realm. Well, what you have here, this picture, is a representation of how, a clue back to her, that this is how she got here. Because she doesn't see herself. Hey, Roxy, how do you like about us speaking about you in the third person like you're not here? Isn't that cool? That's way fun. We just obfuscate that your existence even is at all, and then now talking about you and then answering your question as we answer your question about that. So it's great fun. But anyhow, the short version is that's just the representation of it. It's not ice cream, Roxy. It's just what ice cream looks like.
Ice cream.
You always relate the looking back to me.
Yes. Looking back to see. If you were looking back at me. Yes. That's right.
And how this looking back relates to the King of Night Vision?
Galileo had the capacity to lay out knowing words. Knowing words means that what the meme attached. See, Galileo would have been perfect if he didn't have that goddamn queen he had to deal with. The queen was troublesome because if he said the wrong thing, she'd have lopped his head off. So it wasn't good for business and longevity, and they didn't have Obamacare then. So if he had his head chopped off, he wouldn't have had any chance of having it re-sewn back on. And magnesium is amazing and would probably save his life, but he'd have to pour it down the throat hole before they cut his head off first, you see. So, you know, there you go. So you had to be more tactful in how you had your predisposed opinions.
He knew just how to line up with the meme, but he had to work around the queen.
Well, yeah, we would say yes, and we'd say Nostradamus. There's been lots of them that did it. But after a little while, you learn real quick how this works. So you learn real quick how it applies.
You said that every image we have today goes back to Galileo. So was there an image? Did you actually have an image before Galileo?
Yes. It's linked back up to the seat. Now you're seeing the planets align again. Y'all have seen it before. You're not even really surprised about it. But in the day, that was all the rage. It was the end of the world. It was over. The stars have aligned. It's done. We're done. It's the end of all of the universe. And now it's like, oh, hell, it did it. It does it every 186 years or so. So it's no big deal. It was the last time before that. I don't remember this. See, the 18th time ago, I don't remember it quite so good because it wasn't so great. It was kind of cloudy that night. But now we're sitting here saying, it's huge. This is huge that you can gaze into the sky and see all those planets aligned. Did anybody never see the fifth element?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
the
you got to get him the fifth element.
How does this relate to Galileo? What is he doing now that the planets align?
Allowing you to
it's
ask
like
questions
the
and see.
It's alignment.
Right. It is alignment. It allows you to see. It permits you to be sighted. It permits you to be sighted. Well, and for some people now, the ones that are intuitive, we would say, they can't seem to become more honed or more easily agitated. So like if you're naturally a nervous person, you're probably going to be more nervous. If you're a loving person, you're probably more loving. It'll enhance this, what we say, the good parts of you. That are. Now that's not everybody, but it's the ones, the connected ones. You can get it. Most people don't even believe Bob didn't even believe the newspaper that says the planets align. Because he says, how do they?
Where'd he go?
Just that way.
It's true because I was telling you.
Well, there you are.
So I saw a picture of Shambor and I started crying and I could not control myself.
That's right.
Why was she crying?
Why
was she crying?
But she
about?
Remembers. She remembers, Bob.
Did
she remembers. Well, it's not an emotion.
What is it? But it's not an emotion. What is it? A feeling?
Well, she's responding to a knowing.
Well, it was not sadness. It was like inspiration, like very, very moving thing.
You look at the joy, just like Bob. He goes by and he goes, Lapperts, and he just starts busting out crying right there. If he's got $20 in his little panty holder, he's good. If he's got $20, if he ain't got $20, it's not an emotion, it's just distress, distraught. He just starts bawling and laying out in the street, and then somebody throws him $20, and then he lays down on the $20 and does push-ups and writes poetry, just like a heebie-jeebies, and runs all the way through it so he can get his ice cream. Now, that $20 is not ice cream, but to Bob, that represents ice cream. And that's not ice cream, but it represents ice cream. So this, what you're saying, it represents that. So your tears would be like Bob when he's trying to go to Lapperts. And all he's got to do is walk in the door and see the ice cream really only costs $2. He's just giving him an $18 tip. He doesn't know. It's
okay. I do. I am totally accurate here. The ice cream is $17.55. For my big court, it's $17.55. And I give them a $20 bill, and then they give me back the change, and I put the change in the box, which becomes tips for them. So that's why they pile on extra ice cream for me.
And the fun part of that is there'll be 9,000 people in line. He'll crack into the door, and the next thing you know, he's next. It doesn't matter how many people are there. He's next. Doesn't wait.
I do the secret society. I walk in, and I just get Chad's eye contact, and he walks over and makes it because he knows what I want. It's the secret society. And Carolyn witnessed it.
May I ask you something else? Did my great-great-grandfather met Henriette?
Who's Henriette?
Henriette, the wife of Leopold that was retrieving all that technology.
Oh, why Henrietta, say... the one who invented the radio. Yes, Marie Henrietta did. Her
yes.
great-grandfather. Right?
Yes, of course. Yes,
wow.
We already did that a million times, of course.
You never did it a million times.
We tell that to her. Yes, she has. She has. She's gone through it just... down to the degree when they had their first affair. They came back in, there was a thing they were drinking sherry. They were drinking sherry, and it was this decanted port that was pretty wonderful, and it was a different type of sherry, and that's how it all started, and it was quite a love affair.
A love affair?
But don't say nothing.
Oh, Roxy is Henrietta's daughter. You're Mary Henrietta's daughter, Roxy. You're 2,000 years old.
Don't say nothing.
Why would they come to Mexico? What was there the connection, for example, with the castles?
Now think about that question just a second. If we answer that question, we're going to say the answer, and that's going to be the end of that. But that's not even the beginning of it, because you still haven't connected what the even castles were even for. Bob, you must come back to a place to answer the question to say, hey, what is really going on here? How do some things not last 30 minutes? And how do some things last forever? For example, there's some leopard ice cream in one of the Pharaoh's chambers, frozen, solid as a rock, just as cold as it can be. Been there forever. Okay? And it's just perfectly preserved. It's not an issue. Stay right there. They'll find it. Everybody's going to laugh, and it's just going to be funny. But we've done that with a lot of crazy things that Uncle Ion has said that all of a sudden are. Everybody fell down on the floor when we said, but you know, the event, that's a TV show. You can learn about it because there's going to be an extra planet show up. Extra planet, that's the goddamn thing. There ain't gonna be no extra planet. What the hell are you talking about? They have telescopes, Ion. They have telescopes. They shot the Hubble up there, and they've even got telescopes watching telescopes. There's no new planets. Then we said, okay, so get rid of the planet. So they blew up Pluto. It's now a big old rock. They got rid of Pluto, which they said, which couldn't do that. And everybody said, get rid of a planet. No, you can't get rid of a planet. So we got rid of Pluto, made it a little thing, a little nothing, and then all of a sudden got a brand new planet. It's like, hello, there we go. So it is kind of funny. So when we say you're going to find ice cream in the pyramid, it's going to be completely so forever. Everybody falling down laughing. And the next thing you know, it's like, my God, there's ice cream. It's still cold. It's cold here. It's cold ice cream. Go figure. It's fun. So the point then becomes these things, these knowing things that can't be, are. These things that can't be, are. That's the rub. These things that can't be are. And when they are, then it relaxes and allows and solves your position so it's not so rigid. You can embrace things, okay? And things are changing. So now all these words that are spoken are valid. But see, when Adelaide Stevens was up there making speeches, he was sincere. They don't apply today, but then he was sincere.
Is this cathedral, Santa Maria de Fiori, somehow connected to the connecting of the worlds? Because it looks like
sometimes.
A key. And
Chad's done a great deal with that, and he's done very good at it. But see, he doesn't hold the attention long enough to bring it home. He gets it, but he just gets the big picture. And he's like, oh, okay, fine, let's go. Got that, move on. It's just code. See, he sees it as code, writing code, computer code. Wait a minute, Roxy, you do that really good, too. So it's about writing code. You see code. You see things in code. That's how you're able to translate and pull all this craziness back together to actually do very well at laying things out. Constructs suck. One-on-one with us, it's just terrible because it's kind of like, And you go, how did I sound so rattly when I was with Diane? It's like crazy. But you know we answer your questions more times than not. And you know when you go back through it and you can lay it out, you see code. So making code is a challenge, but seeing code is easy. That's what you do. And there's no worry or no problem here. Embrace it, and we'll even shift it, and we can do it in code. But normally when we do it in code, everybody else gets very sideways and thinks we've come to take over the world, which the last thing we want is another world. We'd like you all to claim this one would be much more pleasing for us. No dead air on the radio, Bob.
We're not on the radio.
What would be the
name? We're not on the radio, Ion.
You have to be on the radio. You have to be on the radio, Bob. This is the radio. The radio does the radio. This is what killed the video.
Yeah, radio killed the video. You got that backwards, Ion. Radio killed the video, sir.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll
do it. Bob's going to do it. Bob's going to kill the video, sir. Howard Stern, bye-bye.
Well, he's almost known anyway, don't worry. All but known. Now, Roxy, have you figured this out now? Do you need the skeleton key to work it out? Is that what you're trying to figure out, darling? You have all those spirals and all those castles. Look at all those cylinders. We told you the Bon Ami jug, the jug that Bon Ami comes in, that's the shape. That's what you're looking for. Everything has that shape connected. And then you maybe can find the 12th castle, because you can't go to Chambord Garden.
Can she go to the 12th castle?
Oh, yeah. That's not at all bourgeoisie.
Yeah,
maybe
she's
Bon Ami's in a jug, Ion?
Yeah.
And the jug has a specific shape? Because my Bon Ami is just in a cardboard cylinder.
Well, is that not a shape?
Yeah, but that's what you're calling a jug?
A canister, a cleansing, polishing agent, a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's a symbol on the container that relates to Roxy's skeleton key.
Could be.
Did Tamrit retrieve something that has to do with Bob and Ion?
What was the first part of the statement? What has to do with Bob and Ion? What's the noun of the question?
Yeah, because Tamrit was retrieving all these technologies. Did she had something that has to do with you and Bob?
Oh, yeah. Did I know Marie Ion?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Hobab talking.
Openil Hobab. What a guy.
How come they don't have the two words in the Bible? They only have Hobab.
Bob, you haven't rewritten it all yet, have you?
Oh, I have to rewrite it.
That's what you said. You said you run it. You said it's your deal.
Yeah,
it's your word.
Yeah, we're just writing it. Bob is making this up now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll be selling my diaries at Sotheby's for $2 billion, and everybody
right.
will take it for gospel.
Right, and then people who didn't believe it will come back and say, that's my money right here that I paid for right here. That's my money. I paid for that. That's mine. I invented that. I created that. I did that. Y'all didn't do nothing. Y'all didn't have nothing. Y'all didn't want nothing. We spit on you. We killed you. We set you on fire, consumed, as it were, in fire. We the first thing that ever come along here to take 6 pallbearers to tote the ashes just to get it all out of there. Then you come back and say, oh, no, that was our idea all along. We invented this. We took care of this. We created this. Y'all run around here and think y'all know, so we did all this. Yeah, that's how it goes. And it's all fun because we don't care. It's all good. Bob don't care. Ask him. You think the guy that ever was in 5 minutes? And he's like, well, good. Since you created all, if it blows up, it's going to be your explosion then, right? Oh, yeah, good. Okay. You, matter of fact, you probably did create all of it. It's all right. Good luck with that. Tear it up. We tear it up on the weekends, don't we, Bob?
Carolyn tells a story about her father developing parts for the radio.
Yes,
her grandfather. Her grandfather,
the tubes, the what they call the vacuum tubes, that bit of technology. Brilliantly, by the way.
Yeah, now, does her grandfather have any relation, or is there any interrelationship with Roxy's relatives in developing the radio?
And no.
Good.
I saw
kinetically,
where they said the castle in Chapultepec that was used as the house of Maximilian and Charlotte is some sort of portal.
Kinetically, so, yes, we
is
already
is that true?
Kinetically, yes, we already answered it. Bob, if we do it four times, does that mean it's recorded?
Is this a house in Mexico you visited, Roxy? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it's like a park where the Aztecs emperors had like a zoo, and they had their initiations there. And then during the colony, there was a castle built in that small mountain called El Cerro del Chapulín, Chapultepec.
Yeah.
And in that castle, that was the house of Maximilian and Charlotte. It's like a very sacred place for the Aztecs, and they say it's like a portal. So I was wondering if they did also some portaling in the castle, in Chapultepec, or in the woods, in the park.
Yes, yes. Most of Carlotta.
You mean Charlotte when you say Carlotta? You mean the wife?
Yes, Carlotta is the Spanish wife.
Oh, okay. And mostly
we're sorry. I see. Poquito español, por favor.
Oh,
but here's what's so funny is that when you bring Austria into the whole thing, it starts to make it a little different conversation, doesn't it?
Tell us how. What do you mean?
Well, it's having worked out a way to become rulers.
Yeah.
Because King Leopold was coming in. This is how Charlotte connects to all that.
Charlotte was the daughter of Leopold, right?
The first,
yeah, and that's,
yes.
Yeah.
No, Leopold II of Belgium.
First.
Her mother.
King Leopold I of Belgium.
Well, who's the guy in the end of the 19th century whose wife was Marie Henrietta? That's Leopold II.
Yes.
Well, when was Leopold I?
Henrietta was his second wife.
Right. She's right.
I don't know why you're calling him. I mean, Leopold I, is he the father of Leopold II? I'd have to go look it up, but in my mind, Leopold II ran the Congo, was the horrible guy, and Marie Henrietta was estranged from him. But you're saying Marie is estranged from Leopold I, which doesn't make any sense.
Isn't it wonderful? Now Bob's on it. He doesn't make sense. It's good. He makes dollars, but he doesn't make sense. Okay, then if you're going to connect the dots, you got Maximilian I of Mexico. You got Leopold I of Belgium. Okay? You got Louise of Orleans.
That's right.
Don't forget.
Of course.
Yes. And then you got Princess Charlotte. Then you got Leopold II of Belgium. And then you got a new little interesting one that you want to make sure, the Archduke Franz Karl of Austria.
Is he the guy who got assassinated in 1914?
Habsburg.
No, is he the guy that got assassinated? Archduke of Austria.
Habsburg.
It doesn't answer me. Are you saying someone else got assassinated? Do I have to go downstairs and look it up?
No. He was the papa of the two emperors that were assassinated. Now, Princess Sophia of Bavaria, that's the one you're trying to figure out. Because that's where you got the mom and daddy of Maximilian I of Mexico and Franz Joseph I of Austria. See, Bob, you're connecting the dots, so we can help with that. See, and you said we weren't good for nothing.
So the assassination that triggered off World War I was a part of these battles that we're uncovering?
We'd have to say yes.
Yeah, it's
but
not.
But if you keep going, you're
going
to get all the way back. No, it's not. But guess what else? If you keep going, you're going to go all the way back to Germain and get into Caroline Lacroix.
Who's that? Is that an American?
That's his sister-in-law.
Of Saint Germain.
No.
You said Germain.
Good. No, we were going to connect the dots of La Croix. La Croix is in the faux fashion La Croix, but we're talking about actually.
Are you talking about Jermaine Renner? See, you said the word Jermaine. Yes. Are you talking about Jermaine Renner?
Yes, yes we
okay.
were connecting fashion La Croix to
right.
Roxy's Caroline La Croix.
Oh, okay.
Which is Carlotta of Mexico's sister-in-law.
Oh.
De La Croix. Blanche Zelia Josephine Delacroix, known as Caroline. She was King Leopold II of Belgium's mistress. Come on, Bob, let's get to the good stuff. Is everybody nutted now? Is everything happy? We all nut.
So I am.
As long as everybody's
Roxy,
nutting, it's good.
Is Roxy and Jermaine and Marguerite related?
I'm not about
She's got another one. Now she's got questions.
I'm sorry, whoever she drowned out. I think Roxy's on delay. She doesn't hear people.
Ion, is Roxy and Marguerite and Jermaine related?
No.
But they have family. But you're implying that if you go find...
No, we're talking about La Croix as fashion. La Croix.
And the
Jermaine
fashion
does fashion. Fashion, yes. Jermaine does fashion crap.
Yes.
And that's La Croix.
And that there's a connection there with Roxy's ancestors?
Yes, because this is La Croix, the sister-in-law, well, the mistress of King Leopold, the one that Bob keeps mixing up.
So, Jermaine is a representation of Leopold's mistress.
Good Lord, that's a far stretch. We don't even think we could stretch that far. That's pretty good.
But you brought up Jermaine, and it's just a representation why you brought up Jermaine.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
We put a picture on the little thingy. We put a picture on the little thingy thing. The picture.
So, Roxy, what's your next question, Roxy?
I wanted to ask about Diane de Poitiers because everybody said she was 20 years older than Henry II and she was the lover for a long time. She was 20 years older than himself. They said she always kept... beautiful, and there is this intriguing sign, the ones with the majuscules and the minuscules that seems to be arbitrary, that says Frank the First was in the Lurie Castle with Diane de Poitiers. I think they say the body was not found, that was lost in the revolution. Some say they don't even really know why she died or when she died, something like that.
She didn't die. The body walked into the wall. The master staircase, the main room off it, there's a fireplace that sort of is built off the flank of the fireplace. The fireplace, the chimney wraps around the staircase, okay? The fireplace closest to the staircase, she just walked into the wall and disappeared. So she's in the wall.
Is she in another world?
How old is...
No, she's in this world, just in another wall, in the wall.
Like Nostradamus could make prophecies and rather
than... Yeah.
Cryptic
That's
a lot
right.
of things.
Sometimes he could go and come back. And he would go and come back. And that's how he got all connected. Sometimes what you call connecting the dots, that's how he connected the dots. It's great fun, but he was wrong sometimes too, so it wasn't about that. But the right and wrong of it is how you apply it. If you get that part, it makes this whole thing called living a lot easier. Then we say the word, some glib, cliched archetype. You can create anything that you really want. Just create it. That's all you got to do is create it. If you create it, you got it. You ain't got to do nothing. Just create it. If it's created, it's yours and yours and yours and then there and them thing fights you over yours and theirs and who did what and how the spider got over the monkey's back and the first time and how you get the monkey off your back. it's all good. But you got to come to some place where you start embracing it. So now the other side of that coin is you can start connecting the dots backwards, and it answers lots of questions. Now you can start working out just coolly, easily, like the movie The Skeleton Key. Remember the Papa Justify and the Conjurer Sacrifice? You can play that just a little bit too. Then you kind of go, anytime, Lord, you can come all the way back full circle to it. Now, we're not trying to prescribe hoodoo and all that kind of gobbledygook, but we also ain't saying that it don't exist because y'all created it. See? And it works only, as the movie prescribes, it works only if you believe it. Uh-huh. Think about it for a long time. You can believe it. Sounds good.
I can't play anything. You won't hear it.
King Francis.
No, no, we don't want you to play. We ask you where Walter. What did you do with Walter Winchell, Bob?
I didn't do anything with him.
That's sad.
I was distracted. I missed him. Back to you, Roxy. Go on to your next question.
King Frank and Leonardo were like very big and strong, and how did all these people develop their spiritual gifts?
Some of them didn't.
And what is the connection with Botticelli and Leonardo to this whole thing?
They were battling. It was a feud. What you call, as Bob says, it's the war, must be like the War of the Roses. We did the war stuff. We put it on you little goober snatcher, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of course, that's see. Now y'all can enjoy it for a long time. Just like I'm at the Vietnam whorehouse. Need to have you a long time.
What about the flower, the May flower? The Duchess of Cambridge wore that in her wedding gown. What is the connection there? All these lilies, the white lily, the blue lily, the red lily.
It has to do with the compact. This goes all the way in to King James the First.
Was Bob somehow related to René Robert Cavelier de La Salle?
Mostly.
And what will be the link? How did these things link, like Louisiana, Florida?
It's on your little goober snatcher thing. It's live.
It's on the chat line.
Oh, yeah, the Goober Snatcher. That's what it is. That's right. Good.
Ion.
Hey.
Hey. Does the blue in the portrait room of Chateau Beauregard correspond to hydrogen 197?
Yeah, it refers to it.
Is it the light spectrum? Is that what hydrogen looks like? Is that the same color?
No.
But it does refer to it.
It makes reference to it, yeah.
So it's referencing the environment, the new environment?
Yes.
Because the components of lapis lazuli has many of the same chemical components as the new environment?
Lapis, yes, that's correct.
And is there significance with that room? Were you telling Jenny that it's now on the 33rd parallel? There's some geographical significance
always,
to that room?
It always has been. It's not just now. They moved the lines. They messed it up. That's why they can't know the difference between north and magnetic north. It keeps moving on. See, even your destination vacations are all off. It's pretty fun.
But yet, instead of castle remained on that line.
It
was always on the line. It was always on the line, but it has moved. The line moved.
Well, y'all moved the lines. Y'all moved the ley lines.
You did? I didn't know that. Kind of like we redo history?
Basically, you had a north. Used to, magnetic north and north was the same north. It's like time. You got Greenwich Mean Time. Now you got every time under the sun. You got so many different times. Well, we used to have one time, but then there was no time. But when you invented time, you were so brilliant that you didn't make anybody be in the same time zone, same time space, or the same time. So the same thing, you got north and magnetic north used to be the same. When they started off, it was the same. South was south, north was north, magnetic north was magnetic north, and north was north, and they were the same damn thing. There wasn't no such a thing as a different one. Now, all of a sudden, they're about 8 degrees difference between them. Like, well, no, wait a second. 8 degrees protracted off the length of this God bless America planet is a big space.
Uh-huh.
From where to mark the marks. So, same thing here. It's about the angles. It's the angles.
Is it a field of force? Those ley lines?
Well, yeah.
That we...
Yeah. Yes.
Do they correspond now to the longitude and latitude? They don't.
They refers to
the ley lines that you speak of.
The ley lines refer to the ley lines. They line up with the ley lines.
The ley lines refer.
The ley lines line up with the ley lines. That's why we asked. Because it's kind of like Bob's going to listen. He's like, what the hell are these people talking about? They say, well, they are this that lay up with that. And we go, yes. They go, Ion said yes. That's all that matters. Ion said yes. But we wanted to make sure you were agreeing. You were agreeing with what you were asking. Because we're literal. So, however sustainable, we're literal.
The ley lines, are they the same as what we call longitude and latitude?
Yes.
And you said that we move longitude and latitude.
Yes.
But the ley lines that you speak of are the same place as always.
No, you move them too. You move them both. And then they say, well, now wait a second, Ion. That particular place of that Loire Valley is on the 32nd parallel, but it's very close to it. Well, if you look close, the actual building is on the 33rd. Yummy.
And the lines, are those lines and spaces the same as the lines and spaces you speak of in the treble clef?
Yes. Field of force too? Yes, most certainly. It makes an F sharp equal to an E flat.
And you talk about softening the line in order to create more space or to move between the lines.
Like the magic eye, you know, have all the little dots, and if you stare at it stupidly without your glasses, apparently, and just sort of go easy, it just melds into it, and all of a sudden you see the sailboat flying off or the thing or the unicorn or whatever the picture is in the middle. It's like that. You soften the lines and pictures pop up.
And you also speak about the periphery and looking at the periphery.
Peripheral vision is as pinpointed as your main focus. You see more from your peripheral vision than you do straight on. Straight on, you're trying to focus. Periphery, you can't focus. So you see more. It just flows in more.
So that happens to me sometimes when I think I see things along the sides in my periphery, but yet I turn and then it's not there. What would you recommend they do to maintain connection?
You could take sewing needles, knitting needles, and poke your eyes out and do it. Then you'd have to see in the periphery then, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh.
But maybe not quite so invasively. You could probably practice, eh?
I could say that again, that last part? I didn't quite catch that.
You could, without going that far down the rabbit hole, you could practice a bit with your peripheral representations that you're embracing.
Yeah.
Go with those. Don't focus on them. Don't try to turn to catch it because it'll go faster than you. But your periphery is very good. You can play with your periphery. You'll be fine. Just practice it a little bit and let it flow to you. Don't make it a big to-do. Otherwise, then you got to poke your eyes out, and that's no fucking fun.
And sometimes when I wear my glasses, I feel like I have tunnel vision. Is that because I'm...
That's right.
I'm messing with my peripheral vision? It makes me uncomfortable.
Well, no, because you really, if you've got your glasses on, you're literally looking outside of your glasses. You're not looking through your glasses. So it's that switch, the distance between those two, it's troublesome, see?
Okay.
Sometimes.
I see. There's
I
good.
See, said the blind man, who reached his hammer and saw.
Very good. Awesome.
Ian, if you see fractals in your peripheral vision, is there any way to develop that?
You can, but then you'll go around like in the sixth sense, and you'll be poking on people, and you'll say, "We see dead people."
Well, I like
we really
to know
do
how
see a, we really do see a lot of dead people.
I see fractals in my peripheral, but sometimes in my almost straight ahead too. So, if I wanted to develop it, how would I do it?
Put a mirror over your head and look up. And see if you can do it from looking up down. Invert it, is what we're trying to say. Let your mind invert it, and then that'll make you, force you to flip it, to flip it, to flip it, to flip it.
Put a mirror above my head, but don't look into it?
Well,
look
you're in a, looking up. You want to use your peripheral vision and fractal to see the fractal. Then you can. Do you remember the new Wild Wild West movie?
With Will Smith?
Yes. Remember how they took the eyeballs out, the last image the dude saw before they chopped his head off? They saved it and they shot the projector reversed through his eyeballs to get the last image that was captured. That's the representation of what you're trying to say is the fractal initiative. That's a representation of a fractal.
Okay, I'll have to try that.
Okay, I hope it works out for you.
Is that the fractal? Are you saying fractal as in what's in the lipids?
No, we didn't say that.
I was with someone once that was able to project a hologram of himself across a river. Would that be the same thing that we're talking about now?
Yes.
You know, that happened a long time ago. I was 18 years old, so it was a long time ago, but I just haven't been able to match that until recently, so... Is that something that we'll be able to do that anyone can do?
They do already, darling.
Is that person in the physical world still?
A physical world, yes.
But not this one?
Not right now.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Thank you.
You're ever so welcome.
So is that like the
fractal
part?
Bing, bing, bing went the bell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Roll, roll, roll went the trolley.
Would the holograph that I saw be like the fractal that you're speaking of?
It's like the one that we put on the Goober Snatcher.
Okay.
Y'all got to catch up now. We're rolling here. Rolling, rolling, yeah. Rolling.
Ian, if the
octopus
We killed all those.
You're looking for the 12th castle now.
Okay.
Hey, Bob, what's the 12th, Ted?
dodecahedron.
Oh, that's where we started. Okay, good. Just wondering.
So now, from here forward, we're recording. This is all recorded from here on to 12.
I see the fractals.
Get out of town. Isn't that so much fun? See?
Memories.
Pickles.
We haven't heard from Pickles in a long time.
Is it possible for us to engage, for example, with Galileo or Margarita?
Amenel and Medola and Beseti. Shalom. Medese Vedana.
Okay.
Yes, sure.
Ian's doing angel talk. Let's encourage him. Do it again.
That was angel talk.
He's speaking Italian.
Yeah. Oh, ho, ho,
ho.
Bella.
Bobby. So, one of the people that you mentioned earlier, Ian, you said moved into the wall, and the wall is not in another world, it's in this world. Can you tell us what is in that wall, like what's going on in that wall?
Yes.
Were you?
Can you tell us?
No.
Is it life like it is in this world?
Yes.
So they can move in and out of the wall and back here, like, and back into the
way room. The way Bob gave you a head start on this. He gave you an entire series with Walter Bishop showing how this connection is from world to world. They finally made a gate where you could just step between them, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's confusing sometimes, and it's upsetting sometimes, and then the Peter that you know isn't the real Peter, and then another Peter comes and fucks everything up, and then another Peter comes and fixes everything, but everything's okay, and it's kind of confusing. You don't know what ends up, but you know how it all ends, so you just sort of go with it. You know what I mean?
What?
We miss Belly. We miss Belly.
The wall in the fringe was like a portal. They would go through.
Imagine that.
But when they would go through it, they went into the other earth or the other world.
Yes, confirmed. Thoroughly confirmed, yes.
But the wall that you mentioned earlier, you said she didn't go into another world.
Right. That time he didn't.
So,
is she still in the wall?
Well, in the wall is a great place, yeah. Let's say it like this. He went to the bathroom. Did he go to the bathroom? Yes. Now, did he use the bathroom? Well, I don't know. But he went to the bathroom. We know that. But did he use the bathroom? We don't know. But you said that going to the bathroom is going to another world. Is it another world just going to the bathroom, or do you have to use the bathroom in the bathroom for it to be another world? Do you see how that runs along? Right?
Right.
Different representations of going to the bathroom.
Correct. See, Bob, you knew it was going to get somewhere lascivious sooner or later, didn't you?
Yes.
So Ion, is going to the guff just a different representation of parallel
world? It's just a great big 9-gallon flusher.
The
royal flush. It's a royal flush. You go potty and you flush it, and you don't know where that goes either. They tell you where it goes. You don't know. It ends up right back in your sink. That's why we tell you to eat, drink sewage.
Well, yeah,
right,
then it all comes back up in a bunch of sewage. Okay, so.
Right, and then that comes right back. And then we send it to Flint, Michigan. We send that all then to Flint, Michigan. They sift it down and get all the lead out of it. And once they get the lead out, then they drink the lead. Then they let the sewage go all the way back down the Mississippi River until the Mississippi River goes the opposite direction. Oh, yeah, we did say
what
are y'all going to do when y'all wake up and they say the Mississippi River's going to go the other way and everybody's going, all hell's bells. We know that for years and years and years. Everybody knows that. Everything just this side of Joplin is in a different place now.
Are you saying that
We did already 99 times.
What I heard was that everybody returning from the Gulf is polluting the river.
We say it sure is. That's what happened to Dorian Gray in the first place.
So all particles of matter are somehow a representation of our non-physical self? I don't get it.
Right.
I'm just gonna
then quit. Don't connect the dots. You have ice cream, and then you have the ingredients of ice cream. If you have the ingredients of ice cream sitting, you put it all in a bucket, is that ice cream?
Not necessarily.
Okay, that's what you're asking. Is it that? Yes. Or is it not that? No. Is it particles that's physical and non-physical put mixed together? If you take everything that's in a meat sack body and you put it in a bucket or pour it in a meat sack, does that mean it's human? Well, it depends.
That's up to us.
Well, basically, but you see, we're just trying to soften it so you don't have such a hard time trying to embrace something that's impossible, but it's not impossible. It's like if everything in the bucket, once you stir it together, it's ice cream. But until you do, it's just the ingredients that are the exact formation, but not combined equally to create a mix of cream, ice cream.
So all the ingredients in the guff could be the same ingredients that are in parallel worlds. There's no real difference
basically
in the ingredients?
Basically. That's okay for this second. You'll go sideways with that pretty quick because you'll start asking questions and you'll end up way on the other side of the green mile. So it's up to you.
Hey, Aya, is there a connection or
daughter,
correlation? Is there a connection with what you just said and when you say mark the word congregation when you're talking about how we put our power away and all we have to do is reverse it to take it back, the process?
Yes, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Pretty
good. Bam. Bang goes the Danny Mac. As he nervously washes his hands.
Flushes the toilet.
And the
congregation. But some people wash their hands before they go to the toilet, too, so that's
yes,
pretty good, too. Fun. We always wondered about the faucets. If you go to the bathroom and you wash your hands, if you turn the water on with your dirty hands, isn't the faucet dirty then?
Yeah, but then you shut it off with your hands, so you've washed it. Your hands never really get clean, see?
Seems sort of treacherous then. So if I'm right, then you should wash your hands before you go to the bathroom. Then you don't have to when you come back out, because then it'll be dirty time you get to the next time anyway. So
right,
that should work out. Oh, I know. Just do it often. Wash your hands often. That's the ticket. He's cackling, but no, you have to use the orange fingertip towels. They're better.
You use the towel, your hands all dry, Bob can install automatic faucets in his house.
Put some butt grease, a lot of butt grease on your hands, and they won't get chapped. Then the butt grease will get on your hands like a good A&D ointment, and then everything would stick because you have that, like, agar stuff all over your hands. So it'd be like a petri dish, so all the stuff would stick to it. So that might even be worse. So I guess just dry, crack, icky dermises are pretty terrible. Or you could get $100,000 worth of Renew and soak your hands in Renew, and then you probably wouldn't care. That might be good.
Yeah,
you can make your things work. That'd be very cool. That would do. Y'all don't know the benefits of this topical magnesium. It's so amazing. It really is amazing.
It really is.
That
reminds me of zinc oxide. Are you ready to go through that long formula part by part? Should we do that?
I know.
You sure?
We did already. You got it?
Part by part?
Every part. Yep. It's in your rewrite. Rewrote. Rewritten. Rewrite it. Right, revisiting. I know the one that wrote to read and write.
Is there enough in the rewrite that I've heard?
Well, there's the rub that I've heard. That's the rub. And there is plenty in that rewrite, my dear. Plenty. But that you've heard, and you've actually heard it, but have you heeded it? That's the rest of the thing.
For now.
For now. So, that's right. No worries. Okay, you got any more? Yes, Bob.
Can I go to bed now?
That's we were just going to ask. What would you ask, Bob, if you had one more little question?
What time is it?
Untimed.
There is no time.
No time.
Untimed. It's an untimed event. Happy days. Enjoy it all. Have you all come back when you can stay longer.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Gotta play the crazy Frank Zappa crap now. There you go. Everybody go listen to Frank Zappa. Yeah, right. That'll undo all the good. If you got any good out of it, so Zappa will take all that away. You can start again fresh again next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
Yeah.
Hasta la bye-bye.
Yay.
Hasta la bye-bye.
Hasta la bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.